Good morning. Happy Solemnity of the Assumption, the Blessed Mother. Today we have with us Fessa Hyde Mebratu. He is the Director of Black Catholic and Ethnic Ministries. And he is here at our parish this morning to make an appeal on behalf of the Archdiocese of Asmara in Northeast Africa. So if we could please give him our attention and welcome him as well to our parish this morning.
Thank you, Father Carlos. Especially, it is refreshing to see a young priest like you in the context of what I am making an appeal for. Good morning, and I would like to thank Father Risman and the congregation of St. Francis Cabrini for allowing me to do a mission appeal for the Archdiocese of Asmara on behalf of Archbishop Mengistu Abtesfamariam and the Very Reverend Mengistu Gebre Amlak, Rector of Holy Savior Inter-Eparchial or Interdiocesan Major Seminary in Asmara, Eritrea. As Father Carlos said, my name is Fessa Hyde Mebratu, the Director of Black Catholic and Ethnic Ministries in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. However, my presence among you today is to help my longtime friend, Archbishop Mengistu Ab, Metropolitan Archbishop of Asmara, Eritrea, my country of origin. Many of you might have not have heard of Eritrea or met people like me who come from there. Eritrea is about the size of Wisconsin, both in geographic area and population. Is located in the Horn of Africa, or as Father said, Northeast Africa, along the western shore of the Red Sea. The neighboring countries include Sudan to the west, Ethiopia to the south, and Djibouti to the southeast. Its geographic features range from more than 7,000 feet above sea level to 300 feet below sea level, which causes a very interesting variety of climate. Eritrea has 9 distinct ethnic languages, and the government recognizes those 9, but there are many more, smaller ones. Eritrean religious tradition is equally divided between Christians and Muslims, 50-50. The majority of Christians are Eritrean Orthodox. The history of Christianity in the area dates back to the early church. Local traditions claim that Matthew, the apostle and evangelist, preached there. Though we do not have historical evidence verifying that, Christianity became the state religion in the Aksumite Empire in the early 300 AD. Aksumite Empire at that time included today's northern Ethiopia and Eritrea, as well as part of modern Sudan and Yemen across the Red Sea. The Catholic Church in Eritrea is part of the Eastern Rite or Oriental Churches. Its origin is the Alexandrian tradition. The Eritrean Catholic Church is also known as Ge'ez Rite, referring to the Ge'ez language in which sacred liturgy is conducted, like we call Latin Rite. There are 4 dioceses or eparchies in Eritrea, one of which is the Archdiocese of Asmara, where the major seminary is located. Catholics make less than 10% of the total population. However, the Catholic Church has big footprints in the country, providing quality education, efficient health care system, human development programs, and charitable works. Until recently, the Church ran 20% of the country's healthcare system. Unfortunately, the government confiscated all schools, Catholic schools, and healthcare facilities in the last 3 years. The government does not like the Catholic Church's influence, especially serving as the conscience of the society, calling for peace building, reconciliation, and healing, expressed in the bishop's pastoral letters. The pastoral letters are well received by all religious traditions, including Muslims. Therefore, the government actions are to reduce the Catholic Church's influence over the society. The Catholic Church is a sign of hope in a country where hopelessness and despair abound. Your prayer and financial support will strengthen the Eritrean Catholic Church to be true witness to the gospel against all odds. Your donation especially will benefit Holy Savior Inter-Eparchial or Interdiocesan Seminary. The major seminary prepares young men for priesthood and serve the church and the Eritrean society, including the diaspora communities, namely in the US and Canada, as well as Western Europe. In North America, we have about a dozen of Eritrean priests that are serving the pastoral need of the Eritrean diaspora. The Eritrean government throws many obstacles to the seminarians, requiring them to serve in never-ending military service. Despite such challenges, many are responding to their call for priesthood. The average student population of the seminary is 55 to 60 from the four dioceses. Like any Catholic seminary, the four pillars of priestly formation at the Holy Savior Major Seminary are spiritual, intellectual, human, and pastoral formation. However, resources are needed to achieve these goals. To prepare the seminarians properly, your financial support is crucial as they come from poor families. Most of the families live on subsistence farms, barely having enough to eat, but they invest all their resources to educate their children. Eritrean economy has stagnated since the 1990s, when the government engaged military conflicts with its neighbors, requiring all young adult men and women to be in the national service. As a result, many young adults are risking their lives to escape from the country. Eritrea is the only country in Africa when a negative population grows because its able-bodies are fleeing the country in alarming rate. Seminarians at Holy Savior Major Seminary are tested by fire to pursue their vocation. Supporting them is very important to sustain the Catholic Church in Eritrea as a true witness of the gospel. Lest the society under tremendous political and economic pressure lose hope and sense of purpose. A sizable portion of the Eritrean population is dependent on remittances from family members who live outside of the country, like myself. We can say that the Catholic Church in Eritrea is under low-intensity religious persecution. Your generous support will help prepare dedicated, courageous priests and leaders for the Catholic Church in Eritrea to continue its role as the conscience of the society of all faith traditions. I would like to assure you that a Holy Savior seminarians and Eritrean bishops will be praying for you, and I will invite you to pray for them as well. Thank you in advance for your generous support. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Fessa Hyde, for your witness and your talk this morning. If you are interested in making a donation to the Archdiocese of Asmara Holy Savior Major Seminary, please use the MCP envelopes that are in the pews for your donations. All checks need to be written out to St. Francis Cabrini and placed in the special MCP envelopes. All donation envelopes should be placed in the offertory baskets or brought to the parish office in the next couple of weeks. We thank you in advance for your generosity.